Because this is the season of Lent, and it's a very serious season, I thought I would start off by talking about something very serious. I thought I'd start by talking about a hula hoop. For some of you of a certain age, you realize that these hula hoops were something that was kind of a fun thing to do. You would put it around your neck and see how many times you could twirl it, around your waist to see how long you could keep it up, without not falling to the ground. And for some of us who were very agile, like myself, we would use it kind of as a jump rope kind of thing and going up and around. So I would like to talk not only about this hula hoop circle, but the ones that hang over the baptismal font, the ones that hang up here over the altar. Now, it would be wonderful if every one of us could go home and buy ourselves one and use it as our symbol for Lent. But I realize that's not very practical, and probably we wouldn't be able to find enough of them. So what the liturgy committee has done is they have said, let's all wear a purple wristband and use it as our circle and reminder of Lent. And on the wristband are the words, Journey with Hope. And on one side is St. Thomas Becket. To take and wear these is a realization that we are all circled with hope. And that circle of hope will be with us as we journey with hope throughout the season of Lent. Hope is very important to us in life. And I think maybe now more than ever. We need hope sometimes because of our setbacks, because of our heartache, because of sometimes the sense of failure in our life. We need hope sometimes because of just the amounts of stress and anxiety that's in our life. And of course, this week, as we look at the tragic shooting in Florida of the high school students and teachers and coaches. Hope is important to us. Hope is what we need to move through life. Hope is what it is that we need to know that tells us we're not alone. The first reading today reminded us that we're not alone. That God made a promise in a rainbow and said, I will always be with you. There will be nothing that will be destructive in your life. I will be there with you and for you. It's Jesus who also reminds us that is in his teachings, in his forgiveness, in his healing, but more than anything in his death, in his resurrection, there is always hope. And he brings that hope. And that resurrection speaks of that hope. I'd like to read to you these wonderful words that are not mine, but speak of hope. Christian hope is grounded in the reality that no matter what happens, we know God is with us, sustaining us, comforting us, and that hope never disappoints. It is hope that keeps us going when the dark evidence of the present moment screams at us to quit. It is hope that keeps us loving, believing in the possibility and ultimate victory of love over lovelessness, even when it appears in a given moment that hate is winning the war over love. We have in our life all kinds of circles of hope. This community of St. Thomas Becket is a circle of hope. It surrounds us. We have the circle of hope with the God in our life. We have the circle of hope with Jesus surrounding us. We have the circle of hope of people in our life who are hope for us. And it is also for us to realize that each and every one of us is a circle of hope for someone else. And so if it would be helpful for you this Lent, I'm going to ask you to take one of these wristbands. They're on the wall over by the baptismal font. Put it on, wear it, and know that you are circled with hope. That God, Jesus, and others are that for you. And that you are that for someone else. That circle of hope as we journey with hope through Lent. And then if you would also like, on that wall are colored paper in the colors of the rainbow. Take one or two with you. And during the week, who or what had been hope for you? And write it on there. Or how did you see yourself being a person of hope circling someone during the week? Write it on there and bring it back and put it in the other basket. So that by Easter time, we will put all of those together and we will circle the walls of this church. So all those visitors who's come will wonder, what's that all about? And we can tell them that is how we have been a circle of hope during this Lenten season. And then out in the commons, there's a prayer circle. And on it, it says, leave a prayer, take a prayer. First of all, to take a prayer means the names of the First Eucharist students are on that circle. Take one. Pray for them. Soon there'll be the confirmation candidates on there. Take one of them and pray for them as they prepare for confirmation. And then on the other side, leave a prayer. There's circles there with pens. And write, what is it the prayer that you would like to have during this season of Lent? And put it on our circle of prayer. And then what about the hula hoop? The circle? Well, every week as you walk in here, look up and look at the word hope that's circled. Look at the circles of hope here. And just remember your week. And know that this Lent journey with hope has circled you in some way with hope. And that will be with us as we go through this whole season. I was going to mention that it just would be the parents with little children to listen to Elton John's song, The Circle of Life from The Lion King. But then I thought, you know, maybe it would be good for any of us to listen to it. Listen to the words in that song, Circle of Life, and see how it connects with our Lenten focus. I know that's a lot, but maybe just this week, where is it that you have experienced the circle of hope from God in your life? Who or what has been a circle of hope for you? And then this week, be aware that each of us will circle someone with hope. Let's begin our Lenten season as we journey with hope.